We are called by our Lord to be in the world, but not of the world, just as he was in the world, but not of the world. It's interesting when John's gospel, what the word world means. Literally, it just means it's called cosmos, just the creation, people, all things. Even in our gospel, in the few nine verses of our gospel lesson, eight times Jesus talks about the world. But the world, in his usage, is not just a neutral term. It's an area, the world is the place where the evil one works. The world does not believe in him. The world does not know him. The world must be overcome as he has overcome the world. The world is a place of conflict, a place of struggle. It is a place where the enemy is at work. That becomes an issue as we live in the world. For a reason, you know, from the famous passage in John 3:16, God so loved the world. This fallen place, this place of where Satan dwells and works, which is enmity with him, he loves it. And God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. He sent Jesus, as Jesus says in the prayer. God has sent me, the Father has sent me to the world to rescue it and to serve it. And now he says, I am sending you to this fallen world. And you are to love it. Love the world as God loves the world. You serve the world as God serves the world, his beloved creation, even though it has turned against him. And this is difficult to do, for to be in the world, but not of the world. How do you manage? It's a place where we have temptation. And just as Jesus said, he was tempted in all things as we, and yet without sin. He lived in the world, but was not of the world. One way of talking about it, perhaps, is to say, we're to be in the world, but not worldly. What does that mean? What are the issues that we face in the world? There are things that come to us on media, things that are said among our friends and family. How do we deal with all of those things? How do we stand up for what is right and good? Jesus warned us that if you follow him, you cannot love father or mother, friends or family or peers or colleagues more than me, or you are not worthy of me. Whose voice are we going to listen to in the world? Because the world is always pressing upon us, isn't it? Wants us to conform, wants us to go along with what everybody else is doing and saying. Even all of us need to take an account, don't we? Day by day, hour by hour, I'm in the world, but is this action, is this attitude one which is godly? Is God calling me to stand up for justice? Is God calling me to speak out when people are being hurt and violated, even though there may be consequences, even though it might be that some of my friends will even turn against me right on Facebook? What are we going to do? What are we going to do when we know something is going on which is against our conscience? Are we going to follow the work of that Holy Spirit in our hearts and minds? Or are we going to compromise? Say, well, I don't want to stir things up. I don't want to alienate my friends. I got to kind of go along with things in order to just to survive. What do we do when there are jokes? They're funny, but they're racist. Or they're sexist. Or they're dirty.